My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome back to Thrones of Power, where we uncover how history's greatest empires rose, not only through swords and conquest, but through faith, trade, innovation, and vision. In our last episode, we watched Rome reborn in the East through the Byzantine Empire. Today, we explore one of the most astonishing transformations in world history, how a collection of tribal communities in the Arabian Peninsula exploded into one of the largest empires the world had ever seen, within just a single century. This is the story of the Islamic Caliphates, beginning with the Umayyads and flourishing under the Abbasids, an empire built not only on military momentum, but on belief, scholarship, architecture, and cultural integration. In the early 7th century, few outside Arabia paid attention to the city of Mecca. It was a modest trade hub, important locally but insignificant to empires like Byzantium and Persia. Yet within this city emerged Prophet Muhammad, whose teachings unified the warring Arab tribes under a new religious and political identity, Islam. When Muhammad died in 632 CE, many expected his movement to fracture. Instead, leadership passed to the caliphs, successors tasked with guiding the Muslim community. Under the rightly guided caliphs, Islam spread rapidly across the Arabian Peninsula. But what came next astonished even their followers. Within decades, Muslim armies burst beyond Arabia, defeating the Byzantines in Syria and Egypt, and the Persians in Mesopotamia and Iran. By 661 CE, a new ruling dynasty emerged, the Umayyads, who established their capital in Damascus. Under their reign, the Islamic Empire stretched from Spain in the west to India in the east, forming one of the largest contiguous empires in history. But the Umayyads were more than conquerors. They built roads and postal systems, minted a standardized Arabic currency, and made Arabic the administrative language of the empire, uniting diverse peoples from Berbers to Persians, Egyptians to Turks. They constructed monumental architecture, most famously the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem, a golden masterpiece symbolizing the spiritual and political rise of Islam. Yet their rule had tensions. Many Muslims, especially non-Arab converts, resented the Umayyads' preference for Arab elites. Religious leaders criticized their growing opulence. Out of this discontent arose a revolution. In 750 CE, the Abbasid dynasty overthrew the Umayyads. The Umayyad remnants fled west and founded a separate kingdom in Spain, but in the east, the Abbasids became the new rulers of the Islamic world. They shifted the capital to Baghdad, near the Tigris River, a strategic crossroads of trade and culture. Baghdad would become one of the greatest cities in history. At its height, it was the center of the world, a place where caravans from China met scholars from India, ships from Africa, and philosophers from Greece. While Europe remained in its post-Roman darkness, Baghdad shone like a star. The Abbasids fostered an age of science, philosophy, literature, and invention. Caliphs like Harun al-Rashid and al-Ma'mun funded the legendary House of Wisdom, where scholars translated Greek, Persian, and Indian texts into Arabic. They preserved works that would have been lost forever and improved upon them. Mathematics flourished under scholars like al-Khwarizmi, who invented algebra. Medicine advanced with Ibn Sina, Avicenna, and al-Razi, whose medical encyclopedias were used in Europe centuries later. Astronomers calculated planetary orbits, developed astrolabes, and mapped the stars. Papermaking techniques from China were refined, making knowledge easier to copy and distribute. This was not merely conquest. This was civilization in full bloom, and the Abbasids turned their empire into a cultural superpower. But as with every empire we've seen, triumph carries the seeds of decline. Just as the Umayyads were criticized for luxury, so too did later Abbasid caliphs fall into decadence. Regional governors gained power. The empire fragmented into smaller sultanates, some Arab, some Persian, some Turkish. Yet unlike other empires that crumbled into oblivion, the Islamic world did not vanish, it diversified. Even as political unity faded, Islamic culture, science, law, and architecture continued to flourish from Cordoba in Spain to Samarkand in Central Asia. The legacy of the Umayyads and Abbasids is not merely in conquest. It is in language, learning, architecture, trade routes, and religious identity. They preserved the knowledge of the ancient world and transmitted it to Europe, helping to ignite the Renaissance. The Islamic caliphates proved that empire could be built not only by the sword, but by ideas, scholarship, and a shared belief in something greater than kings. Thank you for listening to Thrones of Power. In our next episode, we travel to Europe and meet a warrior king who dreamed of restoring Rome in the West. Join us as we uncover the story of Charlemagne and the Carolingian Empire.